And everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Does hell exist? In today's Gospel, we hear Jesus talking about Gehenna as a place of unquenchable fire where the worm does not die. In fact, Gehenna is the Latin name for the Hinnon Valley, a steep ravine southwest of the city of Jerusalem. And during the period when the monarchy in ancient Israel was divided into the northern and southern kingdoms, roughly from the 9th to the 7th centuries B.C., this valley was the site of a shrine to the pagan god Moloch, where idolatrous Israelites practiced child sacrifice. Later, after the reforms of King Josiah, which abolished pagan worship, it became a garbage dump, full of maggot-ridden carcasses and burning refuse. So one can understand how such a place would be used by our Lord as a symbol for a place of everlasting punishment. But Jesus is not simply speaking metaphorically. Rather, as other places in the New Testament and in the literature of the time attest, the reality of hell was a widely held belief. And this traditional belief is also supported by the Magisterium of the Church. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states, "The teaching of the Church affirms the existence of hell and its eternity. Immediately after death, the souls of those who die in mortal sin descend into hell, where they suffer the punishments of hell, eternal fire. The chief punishment of hell is eternal separation from God, in whom alone man can possess the life and happiness for which he was created and for which he longs." Well, that seems fairly definitive. So perhaps our question should be, not does hell exist, but rather, is anyone in it? I'm speaking about human beings now and not about Satan and the other fallen angels who are in a different category. And it's interesting to note, first of all, that while the Church affirms the existence of certain people in heaven, those we publicly venerate as saints and blessed, it is never said definitively that there is anyone in hell, no matter how evil they were in this life. Not King Herod or Judas Iscariot or Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin. So we are free to speculate about whether anyone is in hell, just so long as we recognize that our speculations are merely our own and not the judgment of God, which remains with him alone. In the past, some theologians thought many people went to hell, even the majority of Christians. But in our own more compassionate, or some would say more sentimental age, there has been an opposite tendency to think everyone gets to heaven eventually. The great Swiss theologian Hans Urs von Balthasar wrote a little book called Dare We Hope That All Will Be Saved? And his answer is a qualified yes. Yes, we can hope that all go to heaven, but there is no way we can know that. I remember at the priest convention for the Diocese of Charleston a few years ago, we were discussing the new translation of the Roman Missal, and a kind and elderly priest objected to the change in the words of consecration, which had formerly stated that the blood of Christ would be poured out for all, and which now says that his blood will be poured out for many. And the good father's reasoning was that all men were going to be saved, even, he said, the hijackers of the planes on September 11th, 2011, or 2001. And he's certainly entitled to that opinion, but he also needed to realize that it was only an opinion, however pious and sincere. And the translation, of course, is not concerned with pious opinions or with theological speculation, but rather with fidelity to the original meaning of the text, which is in Latin pro multis, for many, and not pro omnibus, for all. And the older belief that hell not only exists, but is populated with the souls of the damned, is not without modern defenders. The great French theologian Jean-Baptiste Henri Lacordaire wrote, "Can hate and blasphemy embrace divine love? Would this be justice? Shall heaven open for Nero as it did for St. Louis? Impenitence before death, crowned by impenitence after death. should this be the passport to eternal bliss. It is important to realize that no one goes to hell by God's choice, but only by their own. God wants all men and women to be saved, and he offers each one of us, in the context of our own lives, the means to that salvation. We cannot be saved solely by our own efforts, but will God save us without any desire for salvation on our part? Or will he save us without any cooperation in that grace and mercy which he extends freely and patiently and abundantly to all who turn towards him? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.